Day 2 still, Ruskaya background still, Spamfest still, but thank you for coming here. Would you just introduce us for this camera guy who represents all our audience, listeners, and viewers, and everything already?
Gotcha. Hey everybody, I'm Tim from Get Dead. I play bass.
Yeah, hi, my name is Michael McGuire. I play guitar for Get Dead as well.
Yeah, how was the set earlier?
We were just talking about that.
Elaborate.
it went well. It's always interesting playing outside on these big festivals, and especially like kind of earlier in the day, and it's like our job to get the crowd moving, and I think we succeeded.
Yeah,
so
totally. You did a lot of back and forth, talking to the audience. You think the people were kind of tired because of yesterday? Could you see that from the stage, or was it like any festival?
I just think it's so early anyway, right? What time do we play at, like 2 or 3 or something?
Yeah, something like 2:30.
3 o'clock, yeah. That's really early considering, like, we've been, the last couple of shows, we've been doing, like, headlining club shows, so it's like a...
Late at night, yeah.
Wait.
But absolutely, I mean, like, I could see it in everybody's eyes. They're like, like, wrap it up already. But
and then
I felt the same way too. I'm like, fuck, I'm beat. You know, it's like Sunday. Yeah. But
it's not your first time you're in Austria, right?
Definitely not. No, we've played SBAM Fest. I think we played the first SBAM Fest.
Yeah.
And then every year thereafter. And so, yeah.
It's real small. Right?
We're like locals. We feel like we're locals here.
Yeah. This is our 10th year anniversary for coming to Europe.
Yeah.
For Trials Get Dead, you know. So we've been coming out here for a long time.
You know where we used to play is Bart Bar. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. That place was so small we could barely even fit on, like, it was like the size of this table.
I played like this with my bass like that.
Yeah. It's gonna play upwards.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
Those were good days though.
Yeah, totally.
Now you're, totally sold out, big stages and
stuff.
Yeah,
totally. I know we're assholes now. But you know what? We're actually talking. I want to go back and play Bar again. That was fucking awesome.
I bet they still would love to, to have you guys again.
Last time we were there, they were talking about doing a festival and like actually closing off the whole street and everything. I forget the owner's name. He's super cool, but
it's kind of maybe hard to pronounce or something.
Yes, it probably.
That's how it is in Austria.
Yeah. You meet lots of people, It's hard to remember everyone's name, but he was talking about like closing the streets down, having a big festival there, so. When that happens, we'll be back.
Yeah, maybe this year for your 10th or next year for your 10th anniversary.
Yeah.
A whole street, closed for you guys.
There we go.
Would be good.
So what keeps you going on? I mean, there's been like Corona, a lot of like bands had to like break, but they broke up and like, but you just kept on going on and you had like this 4 years break and now you got this new album. So
That's super funny you asked that too, because we were talking about that the other day. It's like we have all these bands that all these friends bands that like we've been in bands for 15 years.
Yeah.
This band for 15 years.
Years.
Before that, Mikey and I knew each other from our previous bands.
Yeah.
So we've known a lot of friends bands that have come and gone, and it's like we attribute a lot of our success to just being like the idiots who stick around, like we just stick, we have the, like staying power.
Just don't stop. Just
yeah, that's
going,
that's
man.
It. That's literally like the key to our success. It's like we just don't stop.
The king.
Well, we actually did. We were like one of the first bands in the U.S. to start like actually playing shows again,
We were,
dude. We
after
started
COVID,
after COVID, I know.
We're idiots. That's why.
I mean, totally. Like,
I think it's worked.
Let's do our first like West Coast tour in the height of the Omicron.
Totally.
That was nuts. Well, like, we did 2 weeks out on the West Coast. Like, it was like January.
Last January,
And it was like, people were dropping off like flies, like getting COVID.
We actually had we had a photographer with us, and he got COVID. He had to leave the tour early. He was in our van. None of us got it. He got it, and had to leave.
Out.
Yeah.
We lucked out.
We're superhuman.
Yeah.
And idiots. Yeah.
We got it.
The idiot power.
Yeah. Idiots. Like, why would you do that? But
also, like, we released our last album.
The
we released our last album October 2020. It was like the height of everything.
Great record.
So it was like blue balls, you know, like we wanted to like, it's like, much build up and then, you know, we can't play. So it's like, as soon as we get to play, you know, it's like, we want to do it.
Still, like you didn't wait to release it.
Yeah, we did it.
There was a conversation about that because a lot of bands that were putting out records at that point, you know, they decided to hold out, you know, if we had waited, oh my God, like it wouldn't have worked out. Like, you know,
it's easy to look back in hindsight and be like, oh, we could have done it this way, but like in the time we're like, we got all this momentum, like we're gonna keep going and stuff. So like, we have like all these songs, like even now we've got so much material we're constantly working with. So it's like, just like keep releasing shit, keep throwing it out there and see what happens, you know? So yeah, thank you.
As long as the songs keep on coming out, you know, the creativity is still there.
Yeah.
Just keep on, as you said, keep on going.
Yeah, exactly.
On these festival shows or any gig actually, you got like a pre-show ritual, something that you do every show, or just, you know, get on the stage and go?
Yeah, we mostly bitch at each other and complain, and Sam usually tries to fight one of us.
Yeah, that's about right.
And that's about it. That's our pre-show ritual, yeah.
It seems to work, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you think that we might be that band that might like hold hands and like do a little like, you know, dude, like blah blah blah, and you know, for some reason that just never kind of happened with us.
I know, we saw it after we played the Do Nots. Is it Do Nots?
Yeah.
They played and they did this like all like whoa, and I'm like looking at him like, why can't we be like that? You know.
Like, I remember. I always remember seeing Bad Cop for the first time.
Oh yeah,
they're like so like positive, and they're also so rad, by the way. Yeah, but like they're just like, they have their like pre-game ritual down so well. You know, they get in together and they're like, and I'm like, wow, that's so positive.
Yeah, we have a different energy. We're like, you know, I don't know, we're a bunch of assholes and idiots. I don't know what to say.
It seems to work. Yeah.
Thank you.
So I think like you're, because you're like idiots and assholes, whatever.
Yeah.
So I think that's the thing you are. Like you're consistently changing. No.
Straight up.
No, I mean you don't decide what you are because you're so different in what you're doing.
Yeah.
Continuously, like you don't stick to this and that thing. But it's not like punk rock is for you like this kind of thing. But punk rock is for you like whatever comes to your mind, right?
Yeah. No.
We're constantly, it's more about a way of life. The music really doesn't define us. It's, we're constantly moving around with, you know, styles and whatnot, right?
Yeah.
But it's, so yeah.
It is, it's like the music, it really is like secondary for us. Like, you know, we are like assholes and idiots, but like, we are like, no, I said it first. We're like, we're also like best friends, and like the music like is, it just kind of like, that's what we do. Like, it just like exudes from us. Like, so like we actually don't really like to try to play punk rock. Like, we're gonna write a punk rock song. Like, we actually like want to write like pop songs. They just come out as punk rock because we're punk rockers. Like,
you want to write good songs.
Yeah, we want to write like catchy songs, and it's like it just comes out as punk rock because that's who we are, you know. Like,
also it's pretty shitty to be like, we wrote an amazing song, but we can't, you know, release it because it's too poppy and shit.
That's what we're trying to do. Yeah. We want to play like hip hop shows and shit, you know, I mean, that's what we want to do. We have this show in September with like Cypress Hill and and E40 and shit, and we're dude, I'm like so psyched, but beside myself, and it's like, it's because like it's great to like play punk shows and shit, but like it's also
you have to totally get up your hip hop, you know, kicks at the source.
Totally,
you know?
Totally.
Like, also with like Sam King's like gravelly ass fucking marble mouth fucking vocals, like you can put like his voice in front of like any fucking pop song, and it does not sound like a pop song.
Yeah, no, that's
you know what I mean.
Like,
right?
Comes out is like
yeah, it doesn't. Yeah. You can try. We could try to do like a quote unquote pop song, and it would just never sound like that.
Yeah.
Even
before the Sam was in the band, before we started the band, Sam did hip hop. He was a hip hop rapper.
He had another project.
And even like when he was rapping, it sounded like punk rock because he's just like gravelly. But yeah, totally.
That's totally the style now. You know, if it would be a different singer, it would totally sound different.
Yeah, exactly.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Now you've been name dropping so much. We've just seen DFL.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about your relation to DFL, like your backstory?
Yeah, I forget how we met, but I got hooked up with them. Was that Pooza
Fest? Pooza Festival.
Oh, yeah. Pooza Festival in Montreal.
Like years ago. That was the first time we played with them.
Yeah. And they're like, they're just another band that's on like kind of the same level as us, like skaters, like old school punk rocker. Yeah. Idiots and assholes, you know?
Weird, I said.
Well, weird, yeah. Just kind of grew out of that. It's funny, I was thinking about it too the other day. It's like, that's one of the first punk rock, I don't know, not the first punk rock record one of the first punk rock records I bought with like my own money was the DFL record. Yeah, in 96, like, I heard like one of the, Proud to be DFL, that song, and I was like, oh, fucking great, I bought that shit. And
you ever told them that?
No, I wouldn't give them that credit. I don't want
they don't need that.
Yeah, they don't need that shit, yeah. It was like Voodoo Glow Skulls and like that record. I was like, awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it basically. Yes. We have one final question where from every band we interview, we try to get a one sentence statement that we then compile, you know, just do like maybe we'll do a song out of it or just, you know, do a compilation. So can you give us one sentence that describes whatever you're feeling right now or the festival? It could be anything.
I am so exhausted. It's a miracle. It's a miracle I'm on my feet right now.
Yeah. I was just gonna say I'm tired as fuck right now. Yeah. It's been kind of like a little bit of a grueling first five shows, but yeah, you know, yeah. Like,
we've had like 8 hours in the last 5 days of 8 hours of sleep.
Driving and like a lot of traveling and like, I mean, I guess that's just kind of how it is. But
it seems like every band we interview kind of says that, you know,
yeah.
We were on super late. We came here super late. We straight to the stage and then, you know, afterwards you're super down low.
Yes.
But You played amazing today.
Oh,
it was awesome.
Don't even look tired.
God, I feel like I'm like.
You still got the life hack of just putting your sunglasses down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Great. Yeah. Totally. Should you do take advantage of that?
Thanks so much.
Thanks so much. And talking to us.
Thanks.
Thank you, guys. That was it. It's a wrap. Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.